This is Dr. Raymond M. Gordon, Senior Pastor of St. Matthew's Baptist Church, for our Monday morning motivation. Let me motivate you this morning by saying that all of our suffering as saints, and we do suffer. We suffer emotionally, mentally, psychologically, physically. We all suffer. It's part of life. It's part of being in this Adamic body. We do suffer. And our suffering is never to hurt us, but is really designed to help us. We have to believe by faith that Jesus Christ oversees our future, our fractures, our fortitude, and our faith. He does. He wakes us up every morning without consulting us. He orders our steps. He takes care of our families. He places food on our tables, clothes on our backs, money in our pocket. He gives us joy even when we're going through trials and tribulation. What God does so demonstratively is that he designs a development. Keep that word in mind. He wants to develop us in Christ. He wants to help us to grow, to know intimately. Paul said that I may know him in the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. And so God wants to develop us. He wants to direct our paths. That is guidance. He wants to lead us in the way he would have us to go. And sometimes God's ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. We don't always agree with how we're being led, where we're going, why we're going there, just as Abraham in the book of Genesis 12 to 50, or should I say 12 to 25, Abraham was led by God in some strange situations. But God was with Joseph in chapters 37 to 50, even though Joseph was thrown in a ditch by his brothers. And later on, Joseph testified, "You meant it for evil, but God, listen to this, meant it for good." So God is developing us, directing us, and he's disclosing to us his will. Sometimes God's direct will is not disclosed immediately to us. So in those things that God is doing in our lives, and I've been walking with the Lord for years, and there have been some letdowns. There have been some times when I felt like throwing a towel in. There have been some difficulties in marriage, ministry, in my mind. And the Lord has been faithful. He comes through in the nick of time. Paul, in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, gives us three critical contexts for suffering. Now, sometimes we suffer because of our own decisions, our own sin, you know, our own lack of separation from the world. But general suffering, and James tells us in James chapter 1, we'll pick that up later, count it all joy when, not if, you fall into various trials, knowing, listen to this, that the fire testing of your faith will work out perseverance. God is teaching us. It's here in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 that Paul, in verse 4, God uses suffering as a lesson in comforting others. That God says that we ought to comfort one another. Listen to this, parakletos, we ought to come alongside others, comfort them, show mercy and love, affection. We should comfort others as God, listen to this, has comforted us. When we think about how God has comforted us, he's comforted us out of mercy. He's comforted us without us praying. He's comforted us by remembering that our frames are just dust. So there's a lesson in learning how to comfort other people. But secondly, there's a learning to give thanks in verse 11, that in all things we learn to give thanks. Now, I didn't say thanks for, thanks in, two different prepositions. We give thanks in all things, 1 Thessalonians 5. We give thanks in all things, not for all things, in all things. Everything that transpires in our life, we say, Lord, thank you, because we know he's the great designer. He's got all power in his hands. He's working his will out, and his will is going to cause us to shout. And third and last, it's not only learning a lesson in comforting others and giving thanks, but back up in verse 9, a letting go of ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves. This is one of the main lessons that the Spirit of God wants to teach us. Let go and let God. One of the greatest pictures ever produced was Star Wars. And in that, Obi-Wan Kenobi came back as a spirit and told Luke Skywalker. He said, Luke, let go. The Force is with you. Now, we don't believe in the Force. We believe in the Holy Spirit. We got to learn to let go and let God. We got to stop trusting ourselves with our own lives. Stop trusting ourselves with our families. Stop trusting ourselves with trying to fix things. Let go and let God. What a lesson that God designs, develops, directs, and discloses all of these things to his children. And we praise God. Now, you have a great day. Listen to the pastor. Let go today. Trust the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thy understanding. Let go. Whether it's a family member, whether it's a situation, let go by faith and let God. We love you. Have a great day. Thank you.